This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. It's going to be bumping up against 80 degrees, some world record heat here in Michigan. It's a great day to get out on your back deck, fire up that grill, and make it happen. But before you do that, you got to come down to the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids. Check out these boats. There's all kinds of guides, outfitters. There's fishing equipment up the wazoo. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Wow, how do I follow up after the wazoo? It is the Ultimate Sports Show. And like I said before, we're sitting here in a sea of boats. We've got a cool little RV behind us. Everybody is just stoked for this show. It's ginormous. 100,000 people will stroll through here in 3 days. That's a big number.
Yeah, let's talk about being stoked, because we had our first ever Grilling Club meeting Wednesday night at Schmoe's. Give us a rundown. I was unable to make it, but Bob and our friend Tim from Sobey's Meats and Chaz from Schmoe's hosted this thing. Tell me about it, Bob.
It was great. It was our very first get-together, and I went into the thing a little skittish, honestly. I didn't really know how it was going to work out. So I just basically told everybody, this is just an informal gathering. We're just going to have some fun. We're going to grill some food. We're going to enjoy a little bit of Schmoe's wonderful products. And the night was phenomenal. We had about 35 people show up, and we hung out in the beer garden outside. I grilled all night long. People were eating phenomenal treats. Chef Dewey was there. He brought in some phenomenal little, just great hors d'oeuvres that he's going to talk to us about a little bit later. And we just, we had a great time. By the end of the night, I had a huge list of email addresses, and everybody's like, I'm coming back. So if you ever thought you wanted to belong to a food club, that would be kind of a cool way to do it. And, there's no rules, really. That's the best part.
Yeah, as I understand it, we're going to be taking the next one out to Sobey's Meats on Remembrance Road up on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. We'll get an email out as when that is. But you can join this grilling club. There is zero cost. It's all about a bunch of people getting together that are like-minded, sharing recipes, having a great time, maybe bend an elbow a little bit, and just get together and start a little grilling community that we can help each other out, because you know what? The season is upon us, and it's time to do this. But one of my favorite things as far as a side dish to grill are mushrooms. And I spend a lot of time grilling these big portobello mushrooms. And I've got several recipes for them. But we are privileged right now to have with us Teresa Maybrier. And she is from a company called Team Morel. And she is a professional mushroom hunter. Never, ever have I met somebody, and now she's sitting right next to me, that is a professional mushroom hunter. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great.
Man, it's so cool to meet you. I was reading down the show plan, and I'm like, wow, this is going to be a great interview. I don't know why I'm so geek, but I love mushrooms,
giddy.
Man.
Look at the guy. He's like falling all over himself. He's a mushroom freak.
Well, I love Grand Rapids. This is my 9th year here, except for last year. I didn't come last year because I was editing my book. It's been published. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I do autograph copies here at the show. It's a actual technique for how to find morel mushrooms, and it teaches you how to preserve them through drying and then a little bit of safety cooking issues.
We live in a lot of oak trees in West Michigan, and if you're listening in other parts of the state, there's maple, popple. Is there a type of woods that are best to find?
Yes, and sadly, it's not your oaks.
No.
The morels are easier to tell you the trees they don't like. The job of the morel underground is to decay the root material of a tree as it's dying. So that's your big clue in the woods. But they don't really like your nut and acorn producers, your ironwood, your catalpa trees, your locusts.
So beech isn't good either?
No, not usually.
What is good?
Oh, gosh.
Pine?
Everything else. You can find them especially under pines this year, because pine trees hold the temperatures underneath them. And with this hot weather, the morels are going to be hiding out in the shade. So that's a real good clue for this year. But all your poplar family, all your white to light gray bark trees.
No wonder I keep looking in my woods and I can't find any.
Move on.
My wife looks out at me like, what is he doing out there?
Yeah, right. He's walking around looking at the ground. Is he really that depressed?
He lost his phone again.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. There are some phenomenal fall mushrooms that are underneath your oak trees. All your chanterelles are there. Your honey mushrooms, which people call stumpers, and the best of all is the hen of the woods. It is phenom, and a great cooking mushroom because it's the size of a basketball.
Wow. I don't think I know any of those. So you have a book here at the show that if I were to get a copy of that, I could read through it. And does it help me discern which are the poisonous versus non? I mean, is that all folklore, or are there really mushrooms out there that I should absolutely stay away from?
Oh, heavens yes. You can die from touching a few of them. But the thing is, the book that I wrote is primarily about morels. And the morels are, once you master that, then you get into the odd-shaped mushrooms, because they're easy to identify, and only when you get into those caps and stems do you start having to worry, and then you want to have about three or four books to look at.
You know, okay. I've recently gotten hooked on swamp people. I think I could see like morel people, yeah. You know, where there's these crazy people from Kansas City running through the woods.
Well, we are as crazy, that's for sure.
Teresa, I got one last question for you, and that is, this is crazy weather for Michigan right now.
Bad.
We don't ever have 70, 80 degree weather in March. What is that going to do to the mushroom hunting? There's a huge mushroom hunting culture here in Michigan.
Yes,
what's it going to do to that this year?
Well, the smart people are going to put themselves on the north and east sides of the hills and on the deep ravines where the snow melts last, if you can think about that. But their mushrooms are going to be in the cold spots of the woods, because this heat, they're already above their heat zone. They don't like it over 80 degrees, and that's usually when a season ends. So this is really going to mess them up.
Wow, interesting. But they'll still be there. I mean, so now we usually get them, I'm going to say a month from now is when we usually start hunting those. I know we go up to trout camp every year, and that's the last weekend in April. And we fish in the morning, hunt morels during the middle of the day, and then fish in the evening. So I always associate the morel hunting in Michigan with the end of April. And so we're almost a month ahead right now. What'll happen in April? Will they still be there, or what's your prediction?
Well, you're likely just going to have a lot of yellows.
Okay.
A lot of yellows. Usually April's your black season, but it's too hot for blacks. There'll be some out there, but they're not going to be like they typically are for a long month season.
Wow. Well, and Teresa, very, very educational. If you want to learn more about these mushrooms, how can they find your book?
Well, you can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to Amazon.com. We made it simple because mushroom hunters are pretty simple folk. It's just called Morel Hunting.
All right.
By John and Teresa Maybrer.
Fantastic. Well, Teresa, thanks so much for joining us. If you have never had morel mushrooms, they're fantastic to eat.
That's right. And look for the new show, Morel People. I can see it.
Coming up next, we've got our friend Ed from Raccoon & Son Honey. You're not going to believe the flavors of honey this guy has. They're going to be excellent to cook with this season. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.